Todd Varwerk, Western New York Independent Living Director of Advocacy and Public Policy, says lowering Medicaid reimbursement rates will make it harder to find providers willing to accept Medicaid. The program not only provides access to health care, Varwerk says it helps keep people with disabilities out in the community compared to a nursing home, which costs on average $124,000 per person per year.
So if you can keep me in the community, living in an apartment and going to a job, and the only thing you're doing is providing 17 hours of health care at, you know, Medicaid billing $20 an hour, look at how much money you're saving.
Western New York Independent Living serves over 10,000 people across the region.
In independent living, there's a saying, nothing about us without us. We're making cuts, grand cuts, to the Medicaid system, but no one is consulting the people that are affected about the dollars they look in taking downstream and what the effect of dollars are taking downstream.
Varwerk says instead of trying to make services more efficient and more effective, sponsors of the Republican health bill are focused on providing tax cuts for people who don't need it.
If you said to me, we're going to reduce something $800 billion, but put it back into schools or put it into something else that was a priority for the country, I'd go, well, okay, maybe I could see some of that, but we're going to need to fight about what those cuts are, and we're going to need to take efficiencies first. We're not doing that.
Varwerk says, along with being a service provider for people with disabilities, Western New York Independent Living employs about 1,500 healthcare workers. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.